Bill, let's begin with you. You conducted a similar survey a couple of years ago, asked the same questions again, and you got some different results. What does the data show?
What was interesting is as we started our awareness campaign, Downtown is on Fire, we wanted to measure where we're going to be successful in terms of changing perceptions about downtown. So what we did see in terms of from 2012 to 2014, more people would recommend downtown, only about a 4% increase. But what was interesting is 22 to 30-year-olds, we saw the largest increase, about a 40% increase in terms of who they would recommend downtown to friends and family.
More millennials like downtown. That's what the population you want, right?
Well, that's exactly. And, I think contributing to that is obviously the One Spark event and those items.
So do you think One Spark was the biggest catalyst for this change in perception, or was that just one of many?
I think that's one of many. I think that it brought a lot of people downtown. I think there's more things going on downtown, and millennials are coming to discover downtown.
So you feel things are moving in the right direction?
I think that they are.
And if you're just joining us, give us a call with your perceptions of downtown Jacksonville, 549-2937. Hap Stein, CEO of Regency Centers, let's talk a little bit about the big new development over on Riverside Avenue, Brooklyn Station. Anyone who's been driving by can't miss this. There's a lot happening over there. Bring us up to speed on everything happening over on Riverside Avenue.
Well, we are extremely excited about the Brooklyn Station development, and we believe that we are combining the heritage of Brooklyn, included in the name of Brooklyn Station, with a contemporary design, a great lineup of tenants, starting with Fresh Market that's opened up, and they're exceeding expectations, doing extremely well. Zoe's is going to be moving in, so we're going to have some really good restaurants. Burrito Gallery's going to have a restaurant with an outdoor seating area up on the roof. It's going to be a wonderful development, and it's going to look back to the heritage of Brooklyn and look forward with a contemporary design and part of a work, live, play environment with plenty of parking for our customers.
And when you talk about the living element, there are condos going up there as well. So you'll have that tough mix to get to kind of pull together more rooftops, which then will drive more retail, right?
Absolutely. There are two apartment projects, one to the immediate south, one to west behind the project, both adjacent, fully integrated together. People can walk from their apartments and where they live and to shop at the Fresh Market, one of our restaurants, or one of the service providers that are in this great new shopping center that's opening up now.
And we'll go to your calls about the state of downtown Jacksonville as we discuss the results of a new survey. 549-2937 is the number to join us this morning here on First Coast Connect. Kimberly Hyatt, President and CEO of Cathedral Arts Project. More often than not, we hear about businesses leaving downtown. Maybe they want more parking or there are other reasons. You've made the opposite decision. You're moving Cathedral Arts to downtown. And that's a big decision for your organization.
It is. Our board has spent over 2 years now looking for a new home for Cathedral Arts. And pretty early on, we realized it was a no-brainer that we wanted to be downtown because it met really three criteria that we were looking for to advance our vision. One is it gives us real visibility as we advocate for more arts education. Second, it gives us space for student and local artists to exhibit their work and to perform. And third, and probably most importantly, it gives us proximity to our civic, our business, our education, and our cultural partners. And the longer I live, the more I realize that so much of what we do that's really important in life sort of happens because of serendipitous encounters. And we think that it's going to be a lot easier to run into people on the street downtown than it, in the suburbs when you're in your car and you just pass someone. So we're really excited.
Where are you now?
We're in South Point.
And so you'll be on Laura Street when you make the move later this year.
Exactly. The corner of Laura and Adams Street and the Elks Building.
And, Bill, that's the locus of a lot of activity right now and more in the pipeline.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. Obviously, Friends of Hemming Park coming on board in terms of revitalizing that. Sweet Pete's opening in the old Seminole Club. So there's beginning to be a nucleus, I think, right there around Hemming Park that hopefully will continue down Laura Street towards the Landing.
Sure. And let's talk a little bit about the Downtown is an On Fire campaign, the roots of that, and how you're hoping that that will continue to drive this momentum.
Yeah, our goal when we set out was to bring more people downtown. We think that more people who come downtown will realize that it is really very safe, that parking is not a problem. So we continue to build that awareness campaign. One of the things that we'll be launching soon is an app so that when people are downtown, they can find the restaurants, they know what's going on downtown.
What will it be called?
It's Downtown is on Fire.
Downtown is on Fire. We're getting tweets about that as well, and we'll go to your calls in just a moment at 549-2937. So, Hap Stein, you've been in this business a long time. You've probably seen trends come and go in Jacksonville. You've seen a lot of changes in the city's urban core over the decades. What are your thoughts about where it is right now?
I think the momentum is moving in the right direction. Regency has had our offices in downtown Jacksonville for 30 years. So we're committed to downtown Jacksonville, and right now we have over 200 employees. So we want to see it continue to thrive and grow. And I think it's important that we create the environment for people to want to not only work there, but live there and shop there. And I think we're making some progress, but we still have a long way to go.
And in terms of having a long way to go, what challenges do you see?
I think, number one, I think things like doing some of the small things like Hemming Plaza and getting that going in the right direction. I think our project, although it's not in the downtown core of Brooklyn Station, and then the apartments there and the people living there is important. I think getting something in Berkman Plaza going right. I think using the Riverwalk and using the river as an asset and having good design, whether it's a small development that occurs or a big development, a development that is both street friendly to people that are walking, but also has a nice design and always setting the right tone and be part of an integrated plan that's going to create the right environment for a thriving downtown.
And if you're just joining the program, the results of a new survey find more people around the First Coast have positive perceptions of downtown Jacksonville. We want to know right now, what are your perceptions of the city's urban core? Where do you live? Do you come downtown? And if you don't, why not? If you've changed your thoughts about this recently, why is that? We get your calls right now. 549-2937 is the number to join the show. Let's go to Travis in Riverside. Hey, Travis. Good morning. Thanks
Hello.
For calling.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead. There. Go ahead.
Cool. I do have a question. Is Brooklyn Station considered downtown in this discussion?
Oh, that's a good question, yeah. It's sort of on the very western edge of downtown. Do you consider that downtown, Hap?
It is not part of the downtown core, but it, together with the South Bank, are considered part of, so to speak, the greater downtown area.
Yeah.
I like the sound of. But my problem with that is Freshmark is a bit of a boutique store. It's kind of a very, almost a high-end convenience store in a lot of ways. Has a great, great food. I mean, I'm very pleased it's there. But I've always been afraid of Jacksonville developing because Springfield downtown itself has no just solid set of grocery stores.
So what, you'd like to see a Publix in the downtown core?
I'm not going to throw down names. I mean, there is a Winn-Dixie downtown.
Right.
It's more a curiosity. Is there a response to that? As you develop an area, I mean, people need to not have to travel to shop.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Travis, thanks for that. That's a question that comes up a lot. Bill Prescott.
It's something I think it goes back. You need the density downtown. And I think, how do you get that density? Is it residents? Is it companies that are moving down there? And as density occurs, I think you begin to get some of those things in terms of, I always hear about grocery store, dry cleaners, and I think all those things come as density happens. And hopefully with the momentum that's going on, that'll continue to increase downtown.
Yeah, Kimberly, more people need to make the choice to live in this zip code, and more businesses need to decide to do what you've done to relocate their workers to this area, so there's more foot traffic and more urban density. And it's hard to pull people back in when they're used to being spread out. It takes time.
Exactly. And one of the things that when we were looking at space, we wanted to be sure that we had enough space to accommodate our board for that reason. We have 12 full-time employees and then 29 teachers, but we also have a board of 40. And many of those people do not have a reason to come downtown right now in their mind. And as Bill alluded to, there's concern about parking. So once we bring 40 board members to board meetings and they see there are 43,000 parking places and they see 120 restaurants, they're going to keep coming back.
549-2937, David in Arlington. Hey, David, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I have two quick questions. The first one is the main thing that keeps me and my friends and family from going downtown is not so much a perception of violence, but just the homelessness and just getting approached nearly every time you go down there unless it's some kind of big event. Like, that's just the main thing that keeps us from going. Especially my female friends feel uncomfortable about that sort of thing. You know, I was wondering if there were any ideas about how to address that. And the other quick question is to the first guest, I understand that your goal is to get more people to go downtown. So it seems like, not to accuse you of bias or anything, but it seems like having a survey that finds that more people want to go downtown seems like it might be a little bit of a conflict of interest. Is there any other sources of data on this subject?
All right.
I'll take my answers off the air.
Thanks, David. Two great questions from him. Bill.
Well, to address in terms of the data, besides our survey, I think there are a couple other points of interest is if you take a look at JAC's 2025. That we saw that the number of people...
JCCI survey,
in terms of the importance of downtown, it was the number one thing that people pointed to. And I think that's really two things. Besides just coming downtown, you need that vibrant urban core to really grow the economy. As businesses come in, visitors come in, they look at the urban core, and that's how they're judging your city.
Yeah, at least the saying is you can't be a suburb of nowhere.
That's correct.
You need that to attract talent to this area. And what about the homeless situation? We're getting tweets about that question as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that obviously we need to address. You know, as I look at Friends of Hemming Park, obviously, you know, we want to change the perception that's there. I point to events like One Spark, that the homeless population was still there, the panhandling was still there. But it was less obvious because of the number of other people, once again, going back to density. So I think it's an issue we have to address, but we got to do it as a community, and it's not going to be just the Friends of Hemming Park and how they turn that around.
Alex in Orange Park. Hey, Alex, how are things your way? Good morning.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Back on the homeless problem, from what I've heard, they've been shutting down the homeless shelters down there. Now, the people being homeless, that's not their fault. To persecute them and run them off and give them nowhere else to go, that's just going to embroil the situation. And I feel like we're going to, Alvin Brown's been trying to persecute the homeless to try and get them out of downtown and send them elsewhere. But that's just sweeping the problem under the rug. That's not actually fixing the problem.
Yeah, thanks for that, Alex. And I don't know if you're aware, but there is now a drop-in day center for homeless people in the city's urban core. That's one element out of a lot of different advocacy groups working on this issue. And we'll continue to follow that on this program. Let's go now to Linda in Bay Meadows. Hey, Linda, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I am a... you know, almost a weekly caller into you, Melissa, but I'm a very passionate advocate of downtown. I started when I used to work down there and started just staying after work to go to Art Walk. And now I live, you know, I'm out in Bay Meadows, but I go to Art Walk monthly. And I would challenge people. I've been going to downtown for 7-8 years. I've probably only been approached by a homeless person once. So the people who say that, I would challenge them to come during an art walk event and get comfortable with being downtown, then go to group events. I think they may be dealing with perception. There are homeless people down there, but we just need to be compassionate and realize that that could be us and not, you know, automatically think that they're going to approach you or attack you. They don't. They have no more interest in you. They're outside. I just would challenge people to give down a chance and not listen to things that were going on 10 years ago. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Lots of tweets. Meanwhile, Jay writes, I love downtown. I moved to Springfield after 20 years at the beach. Downtown is on fire. That's your tagline, Bill. And lots of Facebook comments. Fred writes, the urban core is getting better. Nice dining and bars. The parking issue is overblown. I've never had trouble finding a spot, and I don't mind walking a few blocks. I really don't feel safe anywhere I go in the city. Hab Stein, you must have done your due diligence before you made the decision to go big with this development in Brooklyn. Tell us a little bit about the preparation and research that went into that. You obviously know, you obviously think there's a market there, or you wouldn't have done it.
Yes, but I do need to give credit where credit is due to Pope and Land. The original who purchased the land together with Hallmark Partners, who are developing the multifamily projects, and they had the insight and the vision to see what was there, and then the original developer Jeff Fuqua, who's our partner right now, and we saw it when the development was being baked, and realized with the commitment of the Fresh Market, one of the top specialty grocery store chains in America today. It's a publicly traded company, does extremely well, and saw an opportunity. And we've taken that and tried to make it a very successful, vibrant, and thriving retail shopping center. So we're really excited to be part of this project.
Lots of calls, meanwhile, about downtown Jacksonville. Bill on the South Side has been holding. Hey, Bill, thanks for holding. Good morning. Hey, Bill, are you there?
No, it's actually Gil. I think he missed.
Oh, all righty. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Yeah, I was just going to say there's a few things that downtown really needs in order to revitalize it. First, it's food stores and shopping. If you build the food stores, they will come. You know, people are not going to go all the way to Winn-Dixie over there by the bridge in order to take advantage of the St. John's River and the beautiful views. Secondly, the people mover needs to go to Jaguar Stadium and to the arena and places like that where people would actually come and use it instead of stopping at the Rosa Parks bus thing. That's really like, it's okay, but it's not going to drive population growth or the downtown. And thirdly, we need to do something about this homeless situation. There's no reason in the world why you have on the west side the housing. No, I'm sorry. You have the Salvation Army, and you've got the City Rescue Mission. And then on the east side, you've got housing over there, and you've got food by some of the churches over there, all of which are really good, except it promotes a kind of a crisscross downtown with Hemming Plaza in the middle and the library. All of these things ought to really be concentrated in an area so that the homeless can get food, they can get skills, they can get the necessary training if they need that, or medical care. We need to kind of house that possibly on the other side of the river where they can get what they need. There's no reason in the world why they can't come downtown, but right now you give them absolutely no other.
All right. Thanks for the call. Thanks
all
for
right.
that.
Thanks, Melissa.
Sure. Bill Prescott, what do you think?
Well, one of the things, and I'll put my Friends of Hemming Park hat on, is that one of the things that we wanted to do there was to address the situation. And so part of our plan is we have a social worker on board who's working with those people to get that service ready. Can drug abuse, homelessness, and deal with those, and also working within the Main Street Library. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that's an important component of it. And the other part in terms of Hemming Park is what we're going to do is enforce the rules in terms of profanity and drinking, because it's not that we want to move those people out, but we just want to make the park enjoyable for everybody.
And Kimberly, you mentioned going through a whole process with your board and your stakeholders before you made this decision. How did you address those kinds of comments and questions with your organization?
Well, Cathedral Arts was in the Cathedral District at St. John's Cathedral before we moved in 2004. And to be quite honest, I feel a whole lot more comfortable being in an office downtown with homeless people and other people on the street than I do with my employees who work late hours, leaving the office late at night in the suburbs where there's no one around. When we were at the Cathedral, we became friends with some of the homeless people, and I always felt safe knowing that we could walk to our cars and know that there were people who knew us there. So I think it's important not to equate homelessness with violence, because those are two different things.
Let's go out and out of the beaches. Patricia in Atlantic Beach. Hey, Patricia, what are your thoughts? Good morning.
Good morning. I think everyone's had a lot of good thoughts. One thing I would like to see is more people living downtown. If you go to any vibrant city where people are having a great time downtown, you have a lot of people living downtown. And I would like to see some of the streets like Bay Street, Forsyth, Adams become two-way again. It slows down the traffic and makes people stop and look. But I would also like to see the that overhead Skyway Express. I don't see why we can, if we're going to extend it, if anyone's going to spend money on that terrible thing, which has wasted so much of our money, I would like to see a station in Springfield where people could get on it and go across Union and State Street, because obviously those streets are going to stay because they connect to the expressway, and then have another station go from downtown over to the New Brooklyn development, because we want downtown walkable, and we want people living down there. And until people are living down there, I'm sorry, I mean, a One Spark Festival is, you know, maybe a fun thing, but that's not what's going to make downtown great. I've lived in downtown New Orleans, and it's fantastic. You don't need to own a car. I mean, go to any city. You know, New Orleans has jazz music outside in the courtyard. You go into Austin, they've got country music everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We have to have people living. I think we need to empty out some of those decrepit buildings, offer them to museums, have some, ecllectic shops come in. More art. We have a good start with art. Open up. We don't need to build more parking garages. My God, everyone who drives around there says, oh, look at all the parking garages. They're such eyesores. But we could open them up more so that, I mean, obviously they're private and they would have to be arrangements made, but it seems like somehow we could have a nice parking garage where people that are going to festivals could use it like they put in St. Augustine.
Sure.
And I do think we do have to address the homeless situation, because I can tell you, I've had friends come into Jacksonville and they go by that Rosa Parks bus station and they just say, ick, I would never go to your downtown. And that's unfortunate, because we have that beautiful river. We spend a lot of money on the library. We're spending a lot of money on, you know, certain items.
Okay.
And they all need to be, you know, pulled together.
Sure.
But I think the key is also having an elementary school downtown if you want families.
All right, Patricia. Thanks so much for the call. Lots in that call. Hapstein, she had a lot to say, but in particular, I know you've heard these complaints yourself, the infrastructure challenges, one-way streets, public transit. She talked about the Skyway. All of these always come up when we have this discussion on this program. What are your thoughts?
Well, let me start by reminding everybody, as I said earlier, we have 200 employees that work at Regency in downtown Jacksonville, and we have no problem at all in attracting people to work for our company. So I think I will say, though, that parking is going to continue to be an issue to continue to attract people to work downtown. And that issue needs to be addressed. But when you have a parking garage, you can make parking garages look pretty. They don't have to be ugly edifices. I do agree with the caller about attracting more people to live downtown. One of the positive things about the new plans for the Landing is that it has what I think is right-scaled residential. They need to make the lower level be an integrated and thriving retail center, but I think the plans for having residential there on a right-scale mid-rise, low-to-mid-rise, makes a lot of sense. And I think that's a very positive development if that can happen. And other residential occurring, that will continue to provide additional momentum, have more people living there, and I think you'll start to create the right environment. Also, I like the idea of the two-way streets.
And that comes up again and again. Just our basic infrastructure bill isn't necessarily set up. It encourages evacuation of downtown, not people coming in and staying.
Right. And I think
that's a structural challenge.
It is, and that's one of the things I'm excited in terms of the Downtown Investment Authority with Andra Wallace is, you know, I appreciate the caller. There's a lot of things. It's going to take a long time, but at least we now have an authority that is looking at those things and can prioritize what's important that'll hopefully lead to the long-term development of two-way streets, the right infrastructure, transportation, residential. It's just going to take a while to get there.
Well, in the meantime, we appreciate all three of you joining us with your thoughts and sharing your experiences with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
And we were joined by Bill Prescott, co-founder of the Downtown Marketing Collaborative, Kimberly Hyatt, CEO of Cathedral Arts Project, Hapstein, CEO of Regency Centers, all discussing the results of a new survey looking at downtown Jacksonville.